a bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a wonderful trick. I wonder if everyone knows that trick in porno films. You see all these porno films, you know.
Yeah, you do. I know.
Yeah,
what you mean.
I mean, yeah. Well, you hear about them, especially if you're staying in a hotel.
Right, that's where you hear about them.
Yes, you know, like something liquid this way comes, and you see all these cowboys, and they're lassoing each other.
Where is that?
In this hotel that I heard a friend of mine who said he went to a hotel once and saw that film. And that would have been weird, and had they known that testicle resting gimmick.
Well, I that's more of a professional actor thing, really.
I got in my show.
If you listen to them, you owe them. Don and Mike.
Right, right.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Our top winner in the showcase is Gay.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Big.
Bang.
Shut up!
Hi. We're back. Did I hit the rejoiner thing?
They can cure the itch in your ditch.
There we go.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What about the vagina?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. God, we've had a busy show today.
Sure have.
We've never heard... We'll get right back to your calls. We still have not heard the incredible J.O. for Ann Curry, the newsreader.
10-year anniversary, Ann.
On the Today Show. And we've also not heard all of the tapes of Al Roker during the local forecast break.
Yeah, when he's not on the air and he's just being Al Roker.
On the Today Show, we've got 10 of them from today's Today Show.
And it's fascinating because, you know, anytime somebody's not on the air, it's, you know, it's like we're sneaking a peek.
Here's just a very quick listen to some of these, to one of them, and we'll get back to it later. The setup is this, that when Al Roker says, now, here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Right. He's working the crowd because he's outside, but he's not formally on the air.
They cut away to a local forecast, and if you're watching on DirecTV, on the network feed,
right,
they don't cut away for anything, so you just hear the microphone open and Al Roker walking around in the crowd.
Right.
So here it is.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Jim... Joe, me, Mark, Jim Bell, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Bell, the heart of the Ghostbusters.
Vocal stylist.
That's right. Jim Bell does Sinatra. And that's your latest weather. Meredith?
Oh, thanks.
That's the way it is.
How great is that?
That's what cool. You get to hear.
So we got about 10 of those. We'll fly through them at some point. But let's get back to the calls now.
Yeah. Very good.
What my mom doesn't know won't hurt her, just in time for Mamo's Day. We're playing for a trip for two to the International Hooters Swimsuit Contest, including round-trip airfare, hotel at the Planet Resort, Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
That's a nice location.
And a VIP seat at the regional contest Tuesday.
A VIP seat?
Yeah. At the regional contest Tuesday with Rob Spiewak at Hooters and Rockville. Visit WJFK FM for details. Now let's take calls.
You can sit right next to Rob.
Get there early, kids. 877-365-3636. We have one call that's good thus far.
That would be Brian from Westminster, who... had relations with his girlfriend, and, well, there's evidence, and
yeah,
we've
already been warned that from now on, the stuff will be known as evidence.
Evidence.
Right.
Evidence.
The evidence. Evidence.
That she wiped on her jeans.
Right.
Let's see if there's anything better out there. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. Where are you from?
Solomon's Island.
What is it that your mom-o doesn't know, Jeremy?
Well, this is back in high school, me and my buddies, we got off of school and we were sitting around the house by ourselves. We were all sitting around smoking some pot or whatever. And we had this...
Very close to whatnot.
Dangerously close.
We had this syringe in one of the drawers that you used to inject dogs, like giving them shots and stuff.
Wait, hold on a second. I don't think your average family, Jeremy,
has syringes
for dog injections that are hanging around.
Right. Well,
what did you do? Your own veterinary work on your dog? How many dogs did your family have, just out of idle curiosity?
At the time, we had 3.
You know, let me just stop and think how many needles I have from my 2 dogs. That would be none. How about you, Mike?
Well, in one drawer, I have none, and then the other drawer, I have 0. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
You have, what kind of dogs? What kind of dogs did you have, Jeremy?
Rottweilers?
No.
Pit bulls?
One was a black lab, and the other two were like a Lofthopsa or something.
Oh,
like
little
that.
Dogs.
Uh-huh. Jack Russell Terriers. What was that?
Diabetic hounds.
Some people actually do give their dog shots.
Yeah, and a chaser.
Why, Buzz?
Well, because they can. I don't know. Some people, their vets will, you know, give them the stuff to do it with.
To inject their dogs?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Buzz. You're the listener's friend. Why don't you walk him through this? Mike and I are ready to toss this chum back off the boat.
No, by all means. I'd go with your instincts.
No. Well, my instinct says you stepped into this pile. You wipe your feet off.
All right, sir. How is it that you came to have syringes to give your dog shots?
Like I said, I don't know where they were from. They were sitting in the store, and I assume that's what they were for, but I don't know.
Well, he doesn't know, and he assumes.
Do you think there's a possibility that the syringes were not necessarily for the dogs?
No, there's no drug use.
No one had any kind of dependency that you were aware of in your household?
Why would you have dog syringes, though?
And I don't know. There was something that my mom had from the vet, and that they were just sitting there for years, and you know, I knew that they were there. But anyhow, listen.
Do you think that they might have expired if they were sitting there for years? Do you think the potency might have worn out?
I didn't. There wasn't anything in the syringes. There were just empty syringes that we had in the cabin.
Were there anything, was there anything nearby the syringes to inject?
Before you continue. Yeah. There's a man in the other room that's nodding knowingly as if he understands what's going on.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Buzz. I interrupted.
No, I was just going to say, was there anything nearby, to finish your question, were there any little bottles nearby that you could draw liquid from to fill the syringes?
They were just simply empty syringes just sitting there, and they'd been sitting there for a long time, and I knew that they were there.
Nothing to put in them.
I hate to play devil's advocate, but please let him get to the crux of this yarn before you throw him back.
All right, what is it? What is it? What's the story?
All right, anyhow, like I said, me and my buddy were sitting around smoking pot, and we were bored, and I went into my mom's drawer in her bedroom and got her Xanax or Klonopin or something, and we mix it up and we filled it.
Jeremy, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you had mentioned before that no one in the household had any kind of drug issue.
Well, my mom had some in her drawer, but there was no, you were imposing that there was heroin use because there was a needle involved.
I don't think I ever mentioned heroin. No.
You were imposing that.
You
were imposing that.
All right. Well.
What?
Anyhow,
gosh, I wish this guy would stop implying himself on us.
I know.
I wish this guy would stop implying on the show. Jesus.
How you doing, Jeremy?
Oh! Hey, F me, F you. Hey, douchebag, we got your phone number. How about an apology?
I think he's gone.
Bring his number to us, please. We must call him back.
He didn't take that well.
He dropped the old F-bomb.
That was not the best call we've ever got.
And he didn't drop it in a nice way.
No, he dropped it in a very aggressive way.
There was a U afterwards.
Right, and it was that real...
Got it? You got it? Get him back on the phone, boys.
Let me X out Jeremy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Lavette.
Hi, Lavette. What is it that your mama does? Oh, Lavette, where are you from, honey?
Oh, Gainesville, Virginia.
Thank you for listening. Lavette, what is it your mom doesn't know?
Well, a couple years ago, I was at my parents' house because I was back and forth from college, and I broke this figurine that somebody gave to her as a gift, and it broke, like, just perfect. It was this little cat sitting on a box, and it broke.
Bye!
Don, why'd you hang up on her? It broke just perfect.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
It broke just perfect.
Lady, I don't give a diddly what they call me.
That was Lavette.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hold on. The phones have to reset because we hit the delay.
Oh, yes.
Jeremy? Oh, Rob's calling the guy back right now.
Good.
The number, I'm sure it's the right number. Please, is Jeremy there?
Or else.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on. Yeah, I'll say it on the radio. Jeremy, you better call back within an hour to apologize, or else, guess what? it's the blade for you. And I don't and I don't mean like any torture,
no,
like Jack Bauer style.
Absolutely, nothing physical.
It's simply my favorite newspaper.
It's a wonderful publication.
The Blade.
Right.
Place to make friends.
They got a great personal section. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like that thread. It's the Blade for you.
Who is this? Hello.
Are you there? Yes, hi, it's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Spokane, Washington.
Oh, wonderful.
Sarah, what is it that your mama doesn't know?
My mama doesn't know. I guess I don't think she knows that my husband, my second husband, used to beat the crap out of me. He was a crack addict.
Hmm. Well, now, if this was the Rob Spiewak show, you'd be the big winner.
Yeah. Or maybe Dr. Phil.
Okay, bear with me for a second. Where's the comedic value if we call your mom and say, hey, guess what? You didn't know. Your second husband's been beating the crap out of your daughter.
Well, I don't know. But he had to take pictures of me because he thought it was so cool that I had a black eye for the first time. So, I don't know.
Sarah. You are one stupid bitch, Sarah. I am sorry.
Bye!
My God.
That's
Understand.
That's
can't you?
I don't understand why she was laughing about it. She seemed to find it amusing. Yeah. That is highly disturbing to me.
Maybe if you come on and apologize, they'll let you finish your story.
Tell him just to apologize, or it's the Blade.
If you don't apologize, it's going to be the Blade.
Put him on hold. Put him back on the air.
Oh, then that language isn't helping anything. Mm-hmm. Can we keep this above board, Jeremy?
Blade City.
All right, hang on. Oh, I'm not.
Blade Runner.
Like, ask him if he wants to come on the air.
Will you come back on the air with us? You come back on the air? Hang on.
I'm good. I'm good.
We got caller ID, so we got
number
the guy.
12.
Hey, dude. Listen, don't say F you to us.
Yeah.
Dude.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, dude, don't say that.
Don't say F you to us. You're calling us with some lame story. Jesus
Christ. All
right,
well, Christ. You didn't even let me get to what happened.
It's because you're a dummy.
Because I'm a dummy.
Yes.
Why am I a dummy?
Well, we were having fun with the needle and everything. We were just having a little fun.
You're just so dumb.
And then right out of the box, the F-U, the violent F-U.
That's because y'all were getting ready to cut me loose and go to the next caller.
Well,
That's what we do.
So apologize.
Oh, dear.
Hey, dude, I got news for you. I'm serious. When guys start calling you and asking you for anal, don't come and cry to me about it, because I don't know who put your phone number in a personal ad in a gay magazine.
Go ahead, I'll see you.
I really don't know who did it, but I know when your phone starts.
Go ahead and do it, I'll see you.
Really?
Good. Try it. Yeah, good. Let's play. Let's rock.
We got a lot of lawyers. So how about if I put anal in as well as oral? I'm going to put my name is Jeremy. I love doing everything.
Oh,
guys,
you know, the story that you didn't get to also, Jeremy, the story that you didn't tell, we knew it was a lie.
How do you know it was a lie?
Because
you're stupid.
You didn't even hear what happened.
Yeah, because it was a lie. You made it up.
We're going to sue you for being so stupid.
We're going to sue you for making up that story.
You're so stupid. I got nothing better to say.
You know something? And for saying those the F-U's to us, we're going to sue you for that, too.
Sue me, then. You can't sue me for that.
Yes. Actually, it's a law.
Then do it. You want my name and address?
Absolutely.
Got your name and address. But give it out on the air. Go ahead. Give it out.
Send the lawyer to me and sue me.
What? You're on the air with you. You've given your permission.
Go ahead. If you're on the air right now, would you like to give everybody your personal address?
No.
Why?
I didn't say everybody. I said I'll give you, not everybody.
Hey, are we okay with all that?
I don't know how many times you can hit the goddamn button. John?
We're out on our end. We're relying on Fairfax at this point.
We got them all.
Wow.
I swear to God, we never do that thing, but we are putting that guy's number in a gay magazine.
Wow.
I swear to God we are.
Wow, 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 wow.
You guys didn't hear that. Like, every other, the guy was just like, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you.
Good Lord.
And I'm trying to just get the button, and I couldn't hit the button. I was like, F you, F you, too much F you.
Jesus.
Hard to stomp.
Oh, God.
Pandemonium.
I've got to write a real good ad. P.S. I don't believe in rubbers. Looking for lots of unprotected anal. My name is Jeremy. My phone number is this.
Wow. Wowzy woo woo.
Good luck. Call Perry Mason on that one, dude.
Oh, it was going to be a BS anyway at the end. It was going to be a lie. You knew it was right from the beginning.
God.
And he almost gave us a whatnot. And just think, if he'd given us a whatnot, nothing would have happened anyway. So you didn't hear any of that, but it's just as well that you didn't.
Now, all the people on hold heard, there are, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines that are ringing.
They heard it.
But 4 that are on hold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the people on hold heard it, right?
Right. They heard it.
Let's see who's on this line. Hello, Karen?
Hey.
Karen, did you hear that wonderful conversation with Jeremy?
I did.
And he's got quite the potty mouth, doesn't he?
Yes. But you know what? I do have to say one thing. My dog is diabetic, and I give it shots.
Well, there it is.
Thank you. You know?
Yeah.
He was telling the truth.
Well, how does it feel being on his side?
Bye!
Bye-bye.
So long, darling.
Hope you had a good time.
Ever.
Here on Planet Us.
Planet Us.
Don and Mike show.
You're next on Planet Us. Go ahead.
Is me?
Oh, that's
another disqualification. It was going so well before that.
I think I broke my finger from hitting that button so many times.
You were hitting it like a maniac.
Frantically.
For every time he said F, I hit it twice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Who's this?
Trevor.
Trevor, where are you from?
From Manassas, Virginia.
What is it that your mamo doesn't know, Trevor?
All right. The first time I ever drank, well, I was like 14 or so, and I came home, and I was scared that she would catch me when I went towards the bathroom. So the only thing I had in my room was a bottle of Listerine, and I used the bathroom into that and threw it in the trash can.
Wait, hold on. I
used the bathroom into that, Mike.
We're lost. I want to I've got a syntax question here. Do you mean you went in the bottle?
Yes.
Was it an empty bottle?
No, there was probably about a little less than half in there.
Uh-huh.
All right, so.
And I used the bathroom into that and then threw it into the trash can.
Hold on a second. I used the bathroom into that. Why did you just say I went to
number one.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, now we understand.
All right, and then I threw that into the trash can in my room.
Good.
And then, like, 3 days later, my mom came in and was actually yelling at me because I had thrown away a good bottle of mouthwash.
That's right.
And she had actually used it, but I just never had the guts to tell her.
So she took it. She took it out of the trash.
Yeah, she took it out of the trash because she came into my room.
Hold on. I need the background one more time. I wasn't paying enough attention. I apologize. What's the reason you went bathroom in the bottle?
What's the connection? He was drunk and he didn't want to get caught, so he didn't want to go by his mom's room into the bathroom. So he snuck into his bedroom, and there was a Listerine bottle in there.
Hmm.
Exactly.
I don't know. It sounds an awful lot like the other one that we had, the evidence one.
How did he say go to the bathroom into it?
That's what he said, I think.
No.
What was it? Yeah, because it was brilliant, however he said it.
I used the bathroom.
Man.
All right, hold on. You're a finalist.
Hang in there, Trevor.
Hold on, Trevor.
All right, thanks.
You're very welcome. No, thank you.
I used the bathroom in it.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Who's this?
This is Billy. I just want that F you guys phone number.
You want a what?
I just want that guy's phone number.
What, the FU guy?
Uh-huh.
Buy the blade. Buy the blade.
Yes, buy the blade. It's a wonderful publication.
Next week's copy.
Get out of here, please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Christine.
Hello, Christine.
Christine's really nervous.
Christine is really nervous. She's talking about herself in Queens
third person. Christine, what is it that your mom doesn't know?
I know she doesn't know. She's been wondering for 12 years, and my boyfriend is driving behind me, and I think he's listening to this, too, and so I'm really nervous.
All right, what does Christine want to tell us?
Okay, when I was 15, I needed her to come pick me up, and I was in Centerville off of Route 29, and you're familiar with it, I'm sure.
We don't need the GPS, Christine.
Okay. And so I asked her to come pick me up at a certain place off 29, and while I was waiting for her, because she was coming from the north.
Oh, the rambling voice of old Christine. I love that show with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I'm like shaking. I'm so nervous because I want her to know, and I don't want her to know. But
it's no need for Christine to be nervous.
Okay.
Come
when
on,
you find
Christine.
Out. Okay.
What is it?
Bottom line.
She came to get me, but I was not there because I had met a guy and taken off with him.
I have to say, Christine has failed miserably in this game.
BFDs.
No.
Harlot.
Are you still there?
Yes.
I was 15 years old.
Please. Today's 15 is yesterday's 25. Uh-huh. Get out of here, please.
Bye!
For goodness sakes. Kids don't even think that oral is sex.
I should say that Christine, highly disappointed.
Yeah, she's got to be really hot to be that stupid, though. Don't you think?
Let's try one more here.
Just a slut on wheels.
One more finalist, but the evidence guy and his mom, the clear leader right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Although we're all driving to Baltimore after the show later tonight to find that guy Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. That'd be Solomon's Island, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jack.
Jack, what is it your mom doesn't know?
My mom might be watching, so...
Well, that's good. That's good, because we're doing a radio show, not a TV show.
You won't see a thing. Yeah. Is it Jack or Josh?
Zach. With a Z.
And how is the Off family?
Zach.
Oh, I thought it was Jack.
I'm not sure. He's mumbling.
Your middle name is me, right?
No.
Never mind. You were talking about Mrs. Off. Your mom.
My mom, yeah.
Jack?
Yes.
Easy Off.
Is it Jack or Zach?
Zach with a Z.
Oh, my mistake.
Zach with a Z.
My mistake.
Easy
sorry.
Make. Okay, get on with it. Let's have a Zach attack.
All right. So Easter weekend, I went to visit my girlfriend's parents. And when we showed up, they were both pretty drunk already. And this was a big shock to me because my parents don't really drink. And
so you met her parents, your girlfriend's parents, and they were drunk when you met them?
My girlfriend's parents were drunk. Mm-hmm. So they ended up staying downstairs and talking, and I was exhausted because I'd driven all day, and I went up to bed.
You drove all day.
But I was sleeping, so I ended up staying in the loft upstairs, and the loft is just, it has a balcony and looks right down into the den, so I could look down and see her parents. About 10 o'clock, she comes up to the room, comes into the room.
Who comes up? Who, Zach, who? Master storyteller Zach, who comes into the room?
My girlfriend.
Okay.
And what happens?
I don't know how to say this on the radio.
Try, just use initials then, please.
Okay. She unzips my pants as I'm telling her I'm really, really worried. And proceeds to give me a BJ.
And while the parents are downstairs?
Well, I can make eye contact with the back of her parents.
Well, big deal. Get out of here. Want to tell your why would you want to tell your mother that your girlfriend gave you a BJ while you were looking at her parents?
I wouldn't.
What?
The game is called,
want to tell her that.
The game is called What My Mother Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her, meaning it has to be something that somehow involves your mom or something you said to your mom.
I guess it's my girlfriend's mom then.
Zach, how old are you?
19.
Please tell me you haven't fathered a child yet.
Nope.
You know what that nope means? That nope means it's about an hour away from happening.
I know.
Zachary! You're a big fat loser.
Sorry, Zach. Thank you.
Thanks for playing the game.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bye!
A well-raised young man.
It's a certain civility.
Yes.
That surrounds the Don and Mike audience when we play one of our white trash games.
The genteel world of Zach.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
You could have said a goodbye, old sport.
Dumbass. When we come back, I think we're all in agreement.
Yes.
This guy, Brian, is our number one finalist.
Clearly. No question.
Yeah. And we'll use the guy, Trevor, as our backup.
Listerine boy will be the backup.
See if we can give away this trip to Las Vegas by calling the mom when we come right back. Okay? Jeremy?
Hello, Jeremy.
Jeremy, hello.
Hello, Carlo.
Gosh, what movie do I want to rent this weekend? Blade 1? Or Blade 2? Or how about Blade Runner?
He's going to be popular.
How about Zorro?
He's going to be popular.
Gay Blade. I got to cut my grass this weekend. So many Blades of guests. Oh, and Mike?
Yes.
You should really go see the movie Blades of Glory with Will Ferrell.
Wonderful. And it's going to be a wonderful prison movie at Jeremy's house.
Buzz?
Yes.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.